The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 1st of April 2022, is Friday of the fourth week of Lent. We reflect together, child of God, live true to your identity. Pope Leo the Great said, and I quote, "The gift that exceeds all others, that God calls man his son, a man calls God father." He says that the kernel of the gospel lies in the fact that God, the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, could call human beings his children. And we, in turn, have the courage to call him father. The evangelist John says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, for so indeed we are." Indeed, through baptism we have become children of God in Jesus, the Son of God. Saint Athanasius says, "The Son of God became a son of man, so that the sons of men might become sons of God." By becoming sons and daughters of God through our baptism, we become like unto God. As scripture says in Psalm 82, verse 6, "You are gods, you are sons of the Most High." This, my dear friends, is a central and most profound truth about our redemption. We were adopted by God as sons and daughters. Our identity as children of God was prefigured in the passage I will read today from Wisdom chapter 2, verse 1, 12 to 22. In that passage, we hear those referred to as the ungodly, calling the virtuous person son of the Lord. They were making plans on how to kill him because his way of life was a reproach to them. That played itself out in the way they dealt with Jesus. One of the charges that they had against him and for which he was crucified was that he called himself Son of God. It was for the purpose of making us into sons and daughters of God that Jesus, the firstborn son, endured pain and suffering. That is why we are able to dare to call God our Father. However, that we have the identity of children of God does not make us immune to the mockery and evil plans of the ungodly people of our times. If the prophets, and even Jesus himself, was not shielded from their activities, how much less do we expect to be immune, we who are adopted children? If and when such occasions of persecution come, let us rise up to them with the dignity of God's children. Let us always remember the sons and daughters of whom we are. We should turn situations of persecutions into opportunities to boast that God our Father never forsakes us. Psalm 34 assures us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He will keep guard over all his bones. Not one of his bones shall be broken. The Lord ransoms the souls of his servants. All who trust in him shall not be condemned. God may allow such trials and adversities to come our ways, but we have the power to turn them into our opportunities to profess our trust and confidence in God, who says, "Many are the trials of the just man, but from them all the Lord will rescue him." However, let us keep in mind that while it is to be expected that we shall find ungodly persons manifesting ungodly behavior and actions, what would be strange and indeed unexpected, perhaps scandalous, is to find those who profess themselves as sons and daughters of God manifesting ungodly behavior. In the spirit of this Lenten season, let us resolve not to be counted among those who fill up the pews in the church, profess themselves as children of God, but manifest such vices as malice, hatred, unforgiveness, backbiting, jealousy, envy, idolatry, arrogance, pride, and others vices like those. There have been and there are still many acclaimed sons and daughters of God in government and public service. Yet our nation is still in this corrupt state that it is. Our nation arguably has the largest concentrations of sons and daughters of God of all religious persuasions. We are this still unhappy and unfulfilled today. And during this season of Lent, let each of us rediscover the sons and daughters of whom we are and begin to make the difference that true children of God should make in their environment. Today there will be stations of the cross in all parishes. Let us all create time to participate in this act of devotion and walk the way of the cross with our Lord. I bless you as you go about your tasks today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos.